This is VOA News. I'm Scott Walterman. After the UK Supreme Court blocked a plan to deport asylum seekers to Rwanda, Prime Minister Rishi Sunak says they will rewrite the treaty with Rwanda so they can proceed with the plan.
This will provide a guarantee in law that those who are relocated from the UK to Rwanda will be protected against removal from Rwanda. And it will make clear that we will bring back anyone if ordered to do so by a court.
Sunak said he's prepared to do whatever it takes to get flights of migrants to Rwanda airborne. The UN children's agency UNICEF has added their voice to those calling for a ceasefire in Gaza. UNICEF Executive Director Catherine Russell.
It's a desperate situation for children. You know, we're estimating 4,600 children at a minimum have been reportedly killed, many, many thousands injured, some under the rubble, we know, and people are desperate to try to help them. So I think it's a dire situation for children.
On Wednesday, Israeli forces entered the largest hospital in Gaza. A doctor in the hospital talking to the Reuters news agency as it was happening.
The Israeli forces are now within the hospital building. They have been moving between the buildings with the troops can be seen within the hospital areas. So it's getting more and more close to our building. We don't know what they want exactly. We don't know what's the end point of this, what they need exactly from us.
The Israelis say Hamas was using the hospital and the tunnels underneath as the heart of its military operation. Hamas, which is a U.S.-designated terrorist group, says that's not true. The Israelis say they found weapons in the hospital. This is VOA News. Presidents Joe Biden and Xi Jinping are set to meet at a country state in California. U.S. National Security spokesman John Kirby.
We're all expecting that this will be a productive discussion today and hopefully a precursor to much more communication and dialogue between our two teams going forward.
The two are in San Francisco on Wednesday for the Asia-Pacific Economic Cooperation Forum. Australia's digital spy agency has identified China as a major backer of serious hacking against Australian companies and critical infrastructure. Phil Mercer reports the Australian Signals Directorate Wednesday released its cyber threat report for the past year.
The Australian Signals Directorate, or ASD, says that serious attacks on federal government agencies or critical infrastructure that led to the extensive compromise of sensitive data have increased from 2 to 5 in the past year. The ASD report identifies China as a major conspirator, followed by Russia and Iran. In the community, more Australians are reporting being targeted by cyber criminals. Almost 94,000 reports of cyber crime were made to law enforcement agencies by individuals and businesses across the country. Phil Mercer, VOA News, Sydney.
Financial reparations are long overdue to Africans and the diaspora as compensation for the enslavement of people of African descent. That's according to Ghanaian President Nana Akufo-Addo, who said on Tuesday, the first day of a conference on how to address such historical injustices.
No amount of money can restore the damage caused by the transatlantic slave trade and its consequences, which will span many centuries. But surely, this is a matter that the world must confront and can no longer ignore.
The event is expected to produce an African-led action plan for reparatory justice, establish an African committee of experts to oversee the plan's implementation, and boost collaboration with the broader diaspora, according to a list of its planned outcomes on its website. France, which has issued a warrant for the arrest of Syrian President Bashar al-Assad, is one of several countries using the principle of universal jurisdiction to try to obtain justice for victims of atrocity and serious civil war. Scott Walterman, VOA News.